WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A year after the cancellation of the Atlanticoast Pipeline, we check in again with one historically black community that was to be in the path of a major compressor station. UVA and Mary Baldwin team up to teach future healthcare workers to work with kids with autism and other disabilities. And Virginia Tech breaks ground on a new innovation campus in Northern Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September 15th. Just over a year ago, Dominion Energy and Duke Energy announced the cancellation of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Its legacy is particularly fraught in the small town of Union Hill. Ben Pavier with partner station VPM reports.
Union Hill is a historic black community that traces its roots to the 1860s. It's also the site the pipeline companies chose to build a large compressor station. Paul Wilson is a church pastor in the area.
All of the destructive forces from that pipeline was going to rest in the black community.
African Americans face higher risk of premature death from pollution. And critics like Wilson argued the pattern would play out again in Union Hill. Dominion continued to push, preparing a report claiming that Union Hill's residents are mostly white. Geographer Stephen Metz says locals were in the best position to say who lived there.
As soon as somebody from a local community comes to a meeting and says, I don't agree with this study, that's a real red flag.
The State Air Board ignored those concerns and approved the facility's permits in 2019, only to have a federal appeals court revoke it a year later. Now, other marginalized communities across the U.S. are waging similar fights against pipelines.
That era of just accepting it, I think, is really over.
Landowners across Virginia are now pushing Dominion to return over 2,000 easements. It's not clear yet when that'll happen.
Ben Pavier reporting. The University of Virginia and Mary Baldwin University are teaming up to train future healthcare professionals to work with children who have autism and other developmental disabilities. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The program is called Blue Ridge Leadership Education in Neurodevelopmental Disabilities, or Blue Ridge LEND for short.
We know that health outcomes and access to health services, there's an equity gap between rural underserved areas and perhaps more urban areas. So it's really a privilege to be able to do something that in some way addresses that.
Pamela Stevenson, one of the program's professors, teaches occupational therapy at Mary Baldwin. The program is partially funded by a $2.2 million grant from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. Stevenson says some services for children, including occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech-language pathology, and psychology, are lacking. Carolyn Moore teaches physical therapy. She said that access to transportation for those treatments is also an issue.
And a lot of the parents, they both work outside of the home, and so that's another reason it's hard to access services is because after finding childcare and being at work, there's very little time to pursue medical diagnosis.
Grad-level students in various medical and special education fields at both MBU and UVA will get a firsthand look at families' needs through the program.
They're going to have a family mentor them that has a child with a developmental disability or other diagnosis. And then next year, they're going to actually have a capacity to be able to be at UVA in the pediatric clinic.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
You can learn more about the Blue Ridge LEND project at WMRA.org or on the WMRA app. Finally today, Virginia Tech is expanding its footprint in Northern Virginia, a project that may end up transforming the region by creating a pipeline for careers in technology, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The ceremonial shovels have reached into the ground at Potomac Yard in Alexandria, a spot that was once one of the largest rail yards in the country. Now it's about to become an innovation campus, a place where 750 master's students and 200 doctoral students research the computer science and computer engineering of the future. Governor Ralph Northam says it all began with that announcement that Amazon would be coming to Virginia 3 years ago.
This is becoming exactly what we envisioned back in 2018, a place where academia, government, and industry connect, working to solve problems through technology.
Virginia Tech President Timothy Sands says the graduate campus will serve as a catalyst for change.
It was anchored by Amazon's decision to locate HQ2 here, just over a 4-mile run from where we are standing right now. but it will transform the economy of the region. I have no doubt about that.
The new graduate school is already operational at a satellite campus in Falls Church. The first academic building here on the Innovation Campus is set to open for the fall semester 2024. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.